Mr. Devlin's Resource Room, Week 3. The water cycle. Water on Earth can be found in three different forms or states. These states are solid, liquid, and gas. When it is frozen, it is a solid ice. When it is liquid, it is liquid water. When it is a gas, it's water vapor. The water cycle is a set of processes that water goes through as it changes from one state to another. When the heat of the sun shines on the water in oceans, lakes, rivers, and streams, the water evaporates. Rising up into the air is water vapor. As it moves higher into the sky, it cools. The cooled water vapor begins to form little drops, which gather together as clouds. This process is called condensation. Little by little, more microscopic drops of water join together in the cloud. Finally, the cloud becomes so heavy that the water drops start to fall. Any form of water that falls from the sky is called precipitation. Precipitation will take on many different forms. The form depends on the conditions that exist inside the cloud and the condition of the air the water travels through on its way to the ground. Drops of water, liquid water, fall as rain, the most common form of precipitation. If the drop of water falls through the air that is warmer than the water's freezing point, they will remain as rain. Sometimes cold temperatures inside clouds produce ice crystals that melt in warmer air on their way down, ending up as rain as well. If raindrops fall through the air that is below the freezing point of water, they form tiny frozen drops known as sleet. The air inside the cloud and the air on the way down are both the freezing point. Are both below the freezing point. Ice crystals will form and fall as snowflakes. There is a lot of variation in snow, depending on how cold it is when it falls. Warmer temperatures mean wetter snow, while colder temperatures mean drier, fluffier snow. Perhaps the most interesting form of precipitation is hail. Hail forms when windy conditions combine with freezing temperatures. Drops of frozen rain will begin to fall, and are then repeatedly caught up by the wind and pushed down back down through the clouds, where they gather more and more layers of ice. While they become too heavy for the wind to lift, they fall to the ground as hail. No matter what form the precipitation takes, much of it will become runoff and find its way back to the sea. Most of the rest will join surface water in lakes and streams or soak into the ground and become groundwater. Some will spend some time atop tall mountains as ice and snow. All water awaits its turn to participate once again in each state of the water cycle. Water continually changes from one state to another. The water cycle never ends. Answer the following questions based on the reading passage. Don't forget to go back to the passage whenever necessary to find or confirm your answers. Number one, how does the water cycle ensure that we have water? Number two, what are the three stages of the water cycle? Number three, describe the conditions that are necessary for snow to fall. Number four, how does the precipitation return to the water cycle? And number five, what is your favorite form of precipitation and why? Intermediate sentence corrections, part two. Directions: correct the errors in the following sentences. One sentence does not have any errors. Number one, Freddy is coming. Number two, I am taller than Ronaldo. Number three, what time are we getting there? Because I got to go. Number four, have you been to Spain? Number five, I will call him when we get there. Number six, anybody wants to come with me? Intermediate paragraph correction. Number two, directions: read the passage below, then answer questions about the errors in the passage. Jamie been applying for full-time jobs for several months. The last week, he received a call from the human resources director at a computer software company. The HR director asked Jamie could he fly to Chicago for a job interview. The company offered to pay for Jamie's plane ticket to Chicago so that he will not have to pay for it himself. Jamie agreed to come for the interview. Since then, Jamie has been busy collecting information about the company. He also went shopping for a new suite. Jamie and his wife have been rehearsing answers to possible interview questions so that Jamie will be good and ready his best. Jamie is nervous about the interview, but is looking forward to working in a new place. Number one, you have A, have been applying, B, has been applying, C, have applying, or D, has applied. Number two, A, last week, B, on last week, C, the week last, or D, both A and C are correct. Number three, company, comma, then capital T for the, B, company dash the, C, company period the, or D, company exclamation point the. Number four, if he could fly, or number four, A, if he could fly, B, if could he fly, C, whether he could fly, or D, both A and C are correct. Number five, you have different forms of spelling information, and E, correct as is. Six, A, suit, B, suit, C, suet, and D, sweet. Seven, A, good, B, smart and ready, C, prepared, D, studious, or E, correct as is. And number eight, his, B, he is, C, he will be, or D, both A and B are correct. And on the last page, combining like terms, please combine like terms and write your answer in simplest form. Use examples to help. So number one, you have 8Z plus 9Z plus 2 plus 5. Number two, 5K minus 3K plus 7. Number 3, 3r minus r plus 10 minus 8. 4, 10x minus 6x plus 4x plus 20 minus 8. 5, 6b plus 3b minus 10 plus 12. 6, 7z plus 8z minus 3z plus 11 plus 9 plus, or minus 9 plus 1. Number 7, 9k minus 7k plus k plus 19 minus 18. 8, 10r plus 8r minus 15r minus 20 plus 31. And 9, 17x minus 14x plus 5x plus 14 minus 9.